Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And we are back with Roseanne Spinner and our fabulous co-host, Marlene, who's doing a great job asking wonderful questions. And this segment is right up our alley because if anyone listens to the show, we are constantly laughing and we walk away feeling really good. So obviously laughter yoga has something to do with it. So let's get into back into what we were talking about.
So I realize that I tell the people, you don't have to be happy. You don't need a reason. And you don't need a sense of humor. And the benefits will be equally the same. And you want to hear what those benefits are?
Yes.
That are scientifically proven. It strengthens laughter, strengthens the killer T cells response. And T cells, T stands for thymus. Your thymus gland is located under your breastbone. Starts to shrink after age 6, but that's where your immune system. Laughter actually strengthens that area. It's kind of like an old wives' tale where they say, pound yourself on your chest when you're coughing, and that was to strengthen your killer T cells. Laughter also lowers your blood pressure. It oxygenates the blood and all the major organs, often cures chronic depression, increases endorphins and reduces aches and pains, boosts the immune, digestive, and sexual systems, boosts self-confidence, massages the lymphatic system, increasing the rate of toxic elimination 15-fold.
Are you asking people to laugh when they're in bed together?
Probably.
Well, we had to take it there. There we go.
Nobody does. It increases the sexual stimulation. So do you sit and you laugh with your mate and it's acceptable, right? Nobody he can't tell you stop laughing.
Actually, this was not meant that way.
Her brain always goes there. She's got a one-track mind, that Marlene.
I'm a senior. Remember that.
Other ways to keep the laughter.
Yeah, that's
going.
Right.
Oh, okay. It keeps it alive. Okay. You don't do it in bed. Don't listen to me. Come on, we go back to you now.
It helps us become more stress resistant. Laughter decreases the frequency of colds and flu. It improves concentration. I even did it with the military, and it combats post-traumatic stress disorder.
Oh, that's amazing. Wow.
And last but not least, it is a cardiovascular workout in itself, but it's the most, happiest form of workout that there is.
That's one. And now, I want to tell people where you teach your classes.
Well, I had classes, Spinner Scritter's Laughter classes at my studio, at my home, from 2009 to 2019. Mm-hmm. And then I branched out to being laughter yoga in the workplace. So people hire me to have laughter yoga break at work, a half hour break. It is very exhilarating, increases concentration among workers. And also they get along better too, relieves stress as well. But I've also done it at the Hillside Public Library.
Oh, yeah, it's a wonderful library. We do a lot of programs for Project Independence over there.
Over there. And I did it for Cancer Center for Kids at Winthrop Hospital. That was with the pediatric oncologists.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So, but people hire, at this point, I don't have the classes at home anymore, but I do it if I'm hired to do it.
Great. Now, when do you have the library classes?
Whenever they hire me. I did a few last fall. I did about 5 of them last year, and whenever they call me to do it, I do it.
Well, they certainly should. It sounds great. We're definitely passing your information along. Because what I really love about this, and I'm like the queen. I mean, if you come to my house, there's laughter quotes everywhere.
That's cool.
Because I really do believe in the benefits of it, and the fact that you're telling us and the history of laughter yoga, and really, all the wonderful things it does. Because I always say, that's my calorie burner. I'll just laugh it out, right? That's my go-to.
You do.
I'll eat this cupcake that's in front of me and just, laugh for a little bit. And we're good to go. But what I love about your classes, too, and I want to stress that you said it could be any age.
Any age.
And that's what's really wonderful is the fact that, you could have and the intergenerational component of it, I think, is really beautiful. With seniors, it's difficult to, getting on a yoga mat not necessarily the easiest thing. Yeah. So the fact that you can just sit there in a group and feel that connection with people, I think, is absolutely incredible, really. So it's doing great stuff.
I think what you're saying is, where a lot of people have a fear of yoga,
exactly,
the way you're presenting it is anybody can do yoga.
Yeah.
Because you are modifying it for the particular groups that you're working with. You're presenting a non-fear yoga class with benefits of laughter.
Exactly.
That your health all the way around, and there's no pressure. Because
exactly.
I know a lot of seniors will say yoga.
Right. No, great,
oh,
right.
Who's going to do yoga?
What exactly.
But you're not. It's not the yoga that you're really pushing. You're pushing the laughter and the health and the combination
the breathing
that you
techniques.
Can do
exactly.
so much with a 65, 75, 85, 90-year-old person. They're all going to be able to participate equally. And
exactly.
that's a wonderful reality for us.
Yes, it is.
To have. Yes, thank you very, very much.
Could I ask us to do like a little experiment?
And
the listeners at home also
absolutely.
To do it. Well, we could do it here because we all see each other. I'd ask others at home to maybe, if they're alone, to look in a mirror and do it.
Okay.
But I would say if you're with someone and you could look at them, so look at the person next to you, and with a big smile on your face, say, I hate you.
I hate you. I hate you. You're getting it out. I hate you. I hate you.
Now.
That's fabulous.
I hate you.
I'm not finished.
I'm not at all finished. Wait up. Oh. Now I'd like you to, with a very angry face, if they're looking in the mirror, do it. Or if you're looking with someone in the room, say, I love you. I love you.
You have me laughing, though.
I love you.
If anyone can see Marlene's face, I'd be the best.
I love you.
Now, I just want to ask you, think about which scenario one, what you were thinking or your expression?
Your expression,
yeah. Correct?
I mean, we all said I hate you, and we're hysterically laughing.
It's very hard to look at you and say I hate you.
No, but I don't know you.
I don't hate you yet.
but my point. I think we could all agree that your actions.
The point I'm trying to make
is that when you go through the motion of happiness, you create the emotion of happiness.
You're fantastic.
I think that's such a beautiful thing and a very true thing, you know, that you don't even realize until, you know, you said it, is the fact that, you know, like fake it till you make it kind of thing.
Exactly.
You know?
I'm going home looking in the mirror. I don't need anybody. I could just look in the mirror.
Right.
I can have a lot of fun in the mirror.
But you know what else, aside from, you know what I use? I know fake it till you make it is a very common cliche.
Yes,
I like to change it to, instead of faking it, think of it as a decision to participate.
It's like putting it out in the atmosphere, you know, Because
positive attraction is a very powerful thing.
Absolutely. I completely agree.
Yeah.
No, and I think that's really an important thing to stress for people, because I think, you know, when you're feeling depressed or bummed out, you know, you're not going to be so inclined to, oh, I don't feel like laughing, you know, but the fact is just going through the motions, as you said, the benefits that it can mimic, you know, being happy genuinely is absolutely incredible.
Do you ever notice that a newborn baby or even a small baby, they giggle a lot and nobody says, what are you laughing at?
Right.
They don't need a reason.
Yeah.
It's innate within them to survive. You need to clear your lungs. You need to laugh. And babies laugh 150 times a day.
Wow. Wow.
Adults, six times.
Six times?
This is average.
Yeah.
This is average for laughing.
Yeah.
For smiling, babies average 400 times a day, and adults 15.
Oh, my gosh.
So babies don't rely on a reason. So basically, when we do these laughter exercises at our class, we don't need a reason to feel better. I actually had a stage 4 spinal cancer survivor not survivor, a spinal cancer patient in one of my classes. He'd get a transfusion, come to my class with his wife. He would do what he could, because at one point we do some dancing. Mm-hmm. Everything is done either standing or sitting, not laying down. He did what he could. And when he couldn't get up to dance, he would wave his arms back and forth and pretend he was dancing. I said, why do you come? He said, I come because my pain level was a 10. And when I leave here, it's a 1.
Wow. So. No, that's, I mean, and that just, I mean, I got goosebumps thinking about it, because that's really, it's so wonderful. And I think, you know, those statistics, I mean, were staggering.
I'm telling you, get your mirror out.
Yeah. That's right.
All you need is your mirror. You don't need another human being.
Yeah.
Look at yourself. You'll be hysterical. Tell yourself you love, with a smile, I love you, I love you, I love you. Smile, big smile, I love you, I love you. And then try and make a grimace, ha, 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 and say, I hate you, I hate you, and yourself. You're going to be on the floor laughing. Fantastic. With the tips that you're giving and the class.
I'm glad you
like please,
it.
Please tell us where you are and how to get in touch with you. Your phone number or whatever you can give us. Give us your information so we can all laugh with you.
Well, my website, I will spell it because I spell my name a little differently.
Pencils and papers out right now.
www, of course, dot Roseanne, Roseanne, Spinner, SPINNER.com.
And you could always call 311 and ask, you know, contact.
Please tell the library. Tell the library to bring you.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll, you know, we could always give you her information because it's great.
Quick aside, you know, it's interesting all the places you go. You work in the stock. Once you work in the stock market, or you're a trader or a broker, what the companies do is they send their employees for a weekend of calmness to get calm, because it's such a high pressure job.
Yes.
That when you said you go into businesses, those type of businesses during lunchtime would utilize your service unbelievably so. For people that are crazy on a trading floor,
absolutely,
to be able to have
and
a break.
And we, on that note, we are rapidly approaching the end of this segment already. Thank you, Roseanne, for all the laughing. And keep laughing, everyone. It's certainly, now I can go home and be like, listen, now it makes sense why I'm trying to be happy laughing. So I'm going to preach that this weekend. So thank you again. It was so wonderful. And stay tuned for Old Time Radio.
Can I say one more thing?